Hello and welcome to What Hurts, What Helps, and What Heals, the Mental Monologues podcast hosted by Jaron Doby. Licensed clinical social worker and an outpatient mental health therapist, this podcast is produced by Turing Theater of North Carolina, a not-for-profit, active producing professional theater that celebrates the ongoing human search for dignity across lines of ethnicity, gender, economic status, religion, and age.
Hello everyone, I'm Jaron Doby, your host. And thank you for taking the time to listen to this important podcast focused on mental health and wellness. What Hurts, What Helps, What Heals seeks to address the issues that affect children, young adults, and their families in a manner that is relatable and relevant. I want to begin by answering the questions, what is mental illness and what is mental wellness? Then talk specifically about Sarah's struggles with anorexia, a type of eating disorder.
I got the idea from a book. I didn't even like the book, but I read it over and over. The book girl wanted to be perfect. She was under pressure. I thought I was too. I was good at schoolwork, but the message was that there was always room to be better. I embraced that. I wanted to win. The book girl would push food around her plate and divide sticks of gum into tiny parcels. The results seemed so neat and orderly, and I wanted to be orderly and perfect. I had a sense of being unfamiliar with my own body. A lack of control over myself, of no longer being sure of who that self really was. My father was at home less and my mother cried frequently. There seemed to be so much wrong and nothing I could do to make things better. My friends and I spent afternoons at the mall sharing packs of hot, salty fries and chatting about diets and about how terrible we looked while also assuring each other we were perfect. Maybe they understood it as light chatter or believed the PSAs that told us everyone was beautiful in their own way. Or maybe, I thought, they just didn't want it enough. I did. My attempts at plate organization and extreme portion control went unnoticed by my family, and my weight stayed the same. So I graduated to sticking my index finger down my throat. I'd gorge on Doritos and donuts and cherry Coke, eating secretly and quietly. It was satisfying to throw up right away, before the food took. I imagined that what I ate would immediately turn into nasty white globules of fat, visible reminders of failure. Puking it up instantly was like hard work and magic. My friends were all, "Wow, you look amazing," whenever I dropped a couple of pounds, and silent when those pounds inevitably came back. Skinny got me lots of compliments. Once I get to a certain place of not eating, it feels almost like a spiritual experience. My stomach shrinks and I stop feeling hungry. I'm proud of myself for not being weak, for the willpower, the control. Many things in my life are falling apart, but I have it together. My grades are up. I have a boyfriend. I walk everywhere. I'm good at seeming healthy. Getting help means acknowledging the space I take up. Telling the truth about how I am feeling. My fears and anxieties, anger and confusion, about the stress and guilt. How doing my best is never enough, to figuring out how to do my best and be okay with not winning. I'm still trying to figure it out. I still remind myself I need help and need people around me who will love and support me. That somebody knows the me nobody knows and loves me anyway. More than anything, I need that somebody to be me.
All right, everyone. So let's first get into what is mental illness, right? A lot of folks hear that, define it differently according to what it is that they may be experiencing. But it's more so related to like a wide range of conditions that affect how a person thinks, how they feel, or their mood, and their behaviors or their actions. So, of course, when we say, what is mental wellness, right? Now that is something that's on the complete other side of that, but it's also very much so related. Now we have to make sure that we're being clear about this because there are many different definitions of what mental wellness actually is and people actually define it differently. Of course, throughout my professional career, I've seen that. But let's keep it straight. According to the World Health Organization, mental wellness is more so a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community. Now, I want to be very specific there. Notice I did not say anything about happiness, right? Or the absence of any kind of any mental illness. No, it's about balance, folks, right? The ups and downs and being able to make sure that you cope in some healthy way with the stresses of life, because we're all dealing with different things. And when we get down to the details of different things, more specifically, right, Sarah is more so dealing with anorexia, right? And I want to speak specifically about some facts. And these are coming, statistics are coming directly as well from the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Disorders, because this is very important information that may be shocking. For instance, eating disorders affects at least 9% of the population worldwide. Now, folks hear 9% and they're like, okay, that's not a lot of people. You know what I mean? There are folks that are still doing well. But when you take into account how many people that actually is, it may be staggering. 9%, that's over 700 million people worldwide, over 700 million, roughly around 28 million, a little over that, of Americans are the ones that are dealing with eating disorders and get impacted by that. Like, a lot of this to sit with you for a while, because that is a lot of people. But it is also impacting a lot of folks when it comes down to deaths as well. Eating disorders is also like among one of the deadliest mental illnesses behind opiate overdose. Now, we all know about the opiate crisis and things of that nature and how that's affecting folks. But I would really love to know how many people walking around day to day having conversations, thinking about how eating disorders highly impacts folks and is one of the deadliest mental illnesses. That's important to be able to understand. This is a reflection of so many different elements of things that we have to make sure that we're actively paying attention to. Like, for instance, social media, online publications, commercials, magazines. We're still getting that promotion, you guys, of a certain kind of lifestyle and how you should look and what you should wear, right? And this is impacting people every day. I mean, how many people right now, today at least, took a video on their phone of themselves or took a picture and added a filter to it or altered how it is that they looked or their background or their appearance in some way? That is something that goes into all of this. Or we're eating at the dinner table with their friends or their family or out to eat with someone and someone made a compliment, right, about their weight or their appearance. Like, these are different things that impact people in different ways. But, you know, one conversation can stick with somebody for a lifetime, a lifetime. So we just have to be careful with that and how it is that we are treating each other and also what it is that we are promoting. Because you never know what a person is battling. And that right there is a little food for thought.
This project was supported by the North Carolina Arts Council, a division of the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, with funding from the National Endowment for the Arts.